listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
When I first moved out here to the Las Vegas area, I had a guy that called me and said, "Hey, I've got a couple websites I need to get taken care of. Can you come and meet me at my home office?" I said, "Sure." So I go and meet him, and I sit down and we're talking, and I can tell the guy's sizing me up. And he, about 10 minutes in, he said, "I got to be honest with you." He said, "I don't think that this is going to work." And I was like, I think that we'd be a good fit for you. I think, we can take care of these things that you outlined. It's right up our alley. And he's like, "I'm concerned about your health." He's like, "I don't think that you're going to be around in a year." And, what? He literally said that he thought I was going to die. Those kind of people, I closed up my notebook and I told the guy, I was like, "I appreciate your opinion. And, I said, you're way off and it's inappropriate. Not everybody is going to like you and going to understand." And he was very apologetic afterwards. But to me, that was, of course, I'm not going to do business with somebody like that. But
that's asinine.
But that guy, if I would have walked out of there and let him confirm what I thought that everybody thought about me, I would have never gotten another piece of business. And so sometimes you just have to kind of push through it. And that would be what I would say is,
and bite your tongue.
Not every girl or every guy that you ask out is going to go on a date with you. Some people aren't going to like you.
No.
And you just have to understand that. And some people won't like you just because, they don't.
Right. Exactly.
And it doesn't have anything to do with your weight or your face or, whatever. Something that, I was really upset when I left that guy's
of
place.
Course.
And I drove around a little bit and I said, "You know what? This is not worth my time." And guess what? Almost 2 years later, I'm still here. So, good on me.
Yes.
Right?
But anyway. Well, that's what people have said to me, is that there was a guy that I knew was speaking in a place, and he started speaking about obese people and how disgusting they are. Okay, and he said they're going to die of a heart attack. He said, that's what he said. I have it, him doing it. And it was disgusting. Anybody goes, "Some of you in here are obese and overweight and you don't care about yourself." And he went all the way through that. Now, mind you, less than a year later, he was in the airport on his way to a trip and fell over dead of a heart attack. So I'm not saying that, hey, that's why it happened. I'm just saying.
Of course not.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Is that you, and that's what I told that other people, even doctors. I said, "Doc, guess what? I will die whenever I'm ready."
Mm-hmm.
If I die now, I guess it's my time.
Right.
And I said, "What if, you could die too?" And I said, there's so many people, Tom, that have died on the basketball court, that were fit, that runners running and they get an aneurysm and die.
Mm-hmm.
And people had an underlying heart issue that were completely in top physical shape. And I'm not saying, but don't say that you're going to die because you're obese.
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, yeah, I could. I don't want to. I want to live. I know that it's not good for the body. I know all that. You know all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, whenever they're assuming and saying that, they have no idea. And that's a shame. And, I would have walked out of there like, man, discouraged and... you know, rattled and like, what the heck's that? You know, we're not going to be able to do bit. That's a shame, Tom.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm glad that you took the high road on that. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, well, it was certainly an opportunity that, you know, for self-improvement for myself, because in the past I may have crumbled with that. You know, it know, it was something that, you know, it can almost be like it's fulfilling what people say about
right,
you and
right,
or,
right.
Or what you think people are saying. And,
yes.
You know, but one thing I will tell you is that if you are looking to get out and start a business, you also have to understand, you know, that there are a lot of opportunities for you in self-improvement. You know, working for yourself doesn't mean that, you know, you get to get up at 10 a.m. and excuse me, and, you know, get off work at 3 p.m. You know, you're working 4-hour days. It doesn't mean that. But what it does mean is that you can choose to decide what you're going to focus on. And
yeah.
And for me, over the past 6 months, my focus has tried to be on work is very important. I have to make sure that, you know, food is on the table and we are taken
right.
care of. But what right. am I doing for myself spiritually, for myself mentally and physically? You know, instead of getting up at 7 or 8 a.m., which I could do if I wanted to, get up a little bit earlier and try and take a walk. You know, try and, you know, just look for those opportunities to have daily wins that you can hopefully rack up, you know, to win some battles. And
that's good.
You know, and so that's the thing that I think I enjoy most about being it. And so what I would say is don't think about all of the bad things that can happen. Sure. Well, I would say don't let it overcome your thinking. Sure, plan for it, but understand the opportunities that are there for you, especially in the type of economy that we have now. I mean, people are quitting their jobs at what they're really good at, and they're starting their own businesses. And
right.
and you have the opportunity to do it too. And I say, don't let yourself get in the way.
That's good.
You know, and
yes,
you know,
yes.
I'd always be happy if anybody wanted to reach out and, you know, pick my brain on things. You know, you're always welcome to do that, because that is something that I had for me when I was starting out. I had a person that, you know, they weren't in the situation that I was in, but they were very smart business mind. And,
yeah.
you know, they also helped me with relationships. You know, they were the ones that, you know, really said, hey, you know, you're fat, own it, you know, get in there and do your job, show them that you care, you know, and, you know, it's what I needed. And, you know, sometimes tough love works, you know, sometimes it doesn't, but
sometimes, yeah, it does. Sometimes it doesn't. Just depends on where you're at. And, but we're coming, here's what we're going to do. We're coming to a close. Okay.
Okay.
I really want to get this out there, sort of like a, you know, a bam, bam, bam. I want your answer, because, and then I want to ask you a question at the end of these.
Okay.
Okay. But how do you handle the pressures? What's some of the things you do to handle the pressures?
Yeah, I try and get more organized, because I find that if I don't have things set for me to do certain things at certain times, that I allow myself to fall in, like to go and sit on the couch and watch TV for a couple hours, or, you know, just do something that is both not good for me from a business standpoint or from a personal standpoint. You know, my job is hard enough being sedentary, you know, sitting at a desk doing work. You know, for me to go in and sit on the couch and, you know, binge something on Netflix, that's not helping me at all on any level. And so I think getting organized is something that is really helpful. It helps you keep yourself in a headspace that is positive. And I'd also say, you know, find people that are in your lane. So, or maybe something associated with your lane. So, you know, if you're someone that makes a particular product, maybe, you know, befriend someone else in the industry and share, you know, issues that you have. You know, you don't want to be dealing with personal issues plus business issues, you know, all of those things combined, because then they become hard to separate. Your personal issues, you know, start preventing you from being able to fulfill your business obligations. So being able to have one of those lanes to kind of have an outlet, right, to be able to talk to. And then, of course, you know, the Obesity Revolution is a wonderful program. The other side of that, so the business, you find someone that you can talk to help you get through those things. Obesity Revolution is full of great people that will talk to you and that will be part of a community. You can find someone that, you know, that you can connect with, that you can share with. And so I would say the organization and, you know, not trying to do everything yourself, which if my wife is around here anywhere, she'll say, hey, why aren't you doing that? Because it's something that I need to do as well. But I know that when I've been doing it, I've been successful. I've had really good days, really good weeks, and it's about sticking with it and having that accountability buddy, you know, to be able to share with is, it's, you can't put a measure on it.
Yes. To hold you, you know, accountable, because accountability is the best thing, you know, whenever we don't feel it, you know, we drop from it, and having somebody that's there. And that's what, you know, we do at the Obesity Revolution is we try to hook people up with accountability partners that's going to, you know, and wherever they're at. You know, I'm not saying that they're going to try, just doing all this. And we even do the 21-day challenge, Tom. And the 21-day challenge is where they give up one thing that is not good for them. So they were drinking, you know, pop or whatever, or their big thing is their, so whatever their kryptonite is, they find out what that is. And then they give it up for 21 days. It becomes a habit. And then they feel successful. They say, man, if I did this, let me add to this. And I think so many people want to do everything at one time that how many times have you, I know I have, I've been so overwhelmed because I give, how many times have you started a diet? I hate the word diet. But you start and you're like, oh man, like you're going to a funeral because the day before you like eat everything in sight. And then the next day you do a diet and you feel like you're going to a funeral and you're like, oh my goodness, this is just going to be drudgery. Because we don't do it is that the change, we don't make the subtle changes, because here's the thing, small tweaks lead to great peaks. If we don't make the small steps and use that in incremental steps, we're going to fail.
Yeah.
And I feel that that's what the main thing with what we try to tell everybody is that what's the step for you? Don't do what so-and-so's doing or so-and-so. Don't compare your journey to anybody else's. This is you. You know, how do you make it? And that's what I'm saying, even with you with business, you know, it's it was small steps that you had to take, you know, to get where you're at, which, you know, how about the techniques? You know, what's the techniques for setting, you know, fulfilling expectations for your customers and for yourself? What's a couple techniques you can mention?
Yeah, I would say I'll start with the personal for myself. One of the things that I've found helpful, especially recently, from a mental standpoint, is I started journaling. You know, when I would have a thought that would go through my head that I would feel down about myself or I was upset with something, I wrote it down. You know, I've got a notebook that I keep around with me, and I just started, you know, putting things down. The other day I went through and I read some entries that I made a few weeks ago, and I was like, I don't even remember that. And, you know, but I was like, I understand what was going on with that now. And it helps me, you know, really understand that you have to save some space for yourself. It can't be all about the business. It needs, you need to have parameters in there that say that you're going to have you time, you're going to have family time. As far as expectations for customers, I can talk hours about this. You know, it really is creating processes for how you work with people. so that way you can be consistent. You want to be consistent. You want to speak up and tell them what they can expect from the relationship with you. And then you just keep your word. You have to keep your word. And, you know, and then you have to hold them, people. Like, one of mine is I give people my cell phone, my personal cell phone, other business owners. They are welcome to call me, but do not submit a request to me via text message. I'm just not going to do anything with it. And it's because that is a personal phone that when someone submits something to me in a text message, it comes to me. When they submit it through a normal process, it goes to a team. They are better taken care of with that team as opposed to relying on me, you know. And I appreciate that. And it's not a huge problem, but it's one of those things where you have to definitely have people understand what to expect with working with you, and then stick with it, you know, fulfill your end of it, and then hold them to it as well. And nobody's ever come to me and said, oh, you know, I can't believe I can't text you, I'm not going to work with you anymore. Most of the time they're like, oh, I completely forgot about that, let me resubmit that to you. And, you know, it's just about making sure that there are parameters set up and you're able to constantly enforce those, but also understand that sometimes they need to evolve too. You know, you need to, it's not a static thing. Sometimes they're dynamic.
Wow, Tom, that's golden. What about opportunities for self-improvement? Like, what are the opportunities that, you know, you've had and that, you know, you can share with that? I mean, because there's been a lot of opportunities. You're saying, you know, making that name, building that relationship, mm-hmm. you know, having them processes in place. But what about the opportunities?
Well, and I think, you know, I kind of mentioned this earlier about being able to have the ability to really take care of yourself. And so, you know, to be able to use the time to do that, you know, to get a little bit of extra walk in, or to make a meal plan for yourself for the next week on the weekend, or, you know, things like that, because you're not worried about, you know, having to go in and punch a clock the next day. You don't have to worry about the hour commute, you know, to and from, you know, you recoup that time, especially if you're working from home, like I do. You know, I mean, I recouped 3 hours a day when I stopped working full time for an employer. And so I can tell you right now that I was like, man, I'm going to work out 2.5 hours of every of that. You know, I've got 3 hours now. I'm going to work out 2.5 hours a day. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. Obviously, you know, it's not happening. But what it did let me do is it did take the pressure off of me. It allowed me to be able to do things on my own terms, not to be punching that clock. We're always accountable to someone. I'm accountable to my customers. I'm accountable to my employees. My business is not about me. My business is about my customers and about my employees, about me taking care of their needs, about me helping them get to where they want to be in the business world, you know, helping them achieve things. If I help them achieve things, that is going to in turn help me as well. So I think, you know, obviously there's some other things too, you know, with having some more time, and allowed me to be able to do some online courses that I could, you know, pick up some more skills of the trade, and, you know, both in working with people, marketing, my day-to-day job, which is design and development and support. All of those things I've been able to continuously learn and not stagnant. So those opportunities are there much more if you look for them.
Wow. So that's good, that opportunity, you know, because, you know, life's an opportunity. We make opportunities. You know, if the opportunities sometimes don't come to us, we got to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, this is sort of like a two-parter as we wrap this up, you know, but, you know, getting confidence is very hard. You know, it's very easy to lack confidence, and it's very hard to gain it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially dealing with obesity, we already got a strike against us because we're not confident in our skin because we think what people are thinking, and you can almost read it, and whether they're saying it or not, you know, the hardest prison to escape is our own minds. Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, is that, you know, getting the confidence to take a leap, okay, struggling with obesity, but where did, you know, how did you gain confidence finally to where you said, okay, I'm going to put this plug? You mentioned, you know, how you did that 7 years ago, you know, you were having some struggles. You're like, okay, here's, you know, the things that are going on, you know, there was factors, there was concerns, but that to say, okay, confidence, but now where did you get that, you know, confidence? And right now you answer that, but then also I'd like you to give a charge. Somebody out there right now that's struggling with obesity, but they're very talented, but they can't get it out there because they're hiding in the shadows because they don't have any confidence.
Yeah.
And maybe they want to start a business, but their weight's holding them back.
Yeah.
How can you give them, where did you get the confidence, and how can they get the confidence, and what can they do? That's somebody that's listening right now, struggling with obesity, but has a business idea, but's afraid to do it.
Yeah, confidence isn't something that you can just go pick off the shelf. You know, you can't, it's not, you can't buy it, you know, you can't win it. Well, I guess you can win. If you win at something, you can gain confidence, but it's something that is collective, I think. And for me, that confidence was from me looking internally and saying, and asking myself the question, can you do this work? Are you able to do it? And I was able to answer that question because I was doing it every day for an employer. And then I said, what support system do I have for this? And what is going to happen if I fail? You know, and my family was behind me. And so the point of those two are to understand that you are the one that has to realize that, and you have to dig in and survey the land, so to speak. You have to ask these questions so that you can determine what the answers are. The reason a lot of people don't have confidence outside of, you know, some of the things that we've talked about with what people might think of you, it's because it's an unknown. They don't know what is going to happen. That's what's so attractive about driving into work every day and coming home every day, is it's a blocked out time of day. You know, you don't have to, you know, think about it. But owning your own business, you do. And so for me, it was answering the hard questions from a kind of a nuts and bolts business standpoint. Can I do the actual thing that I'm trying to deliver? Mm-hmm. And then also, can I count on, you know, my family to fully support me? And for me, it's about my wonderful wife and my son at the time, who's a teenager just getting out of high school. You know, they really believed in me. And when people believe in you, you don't want to let them down. You want to, you want to do everything you can for them, but you also have to do, you know, succeeding in business is also a lot like us trying to succeed in our health struggles. We have to want to do it for ourselves as well. And so I didn't get that until later. But you know, having the support of my family and understanding that I could do the job, I could do it. And that's what really gave me that confidence. And I would say on the second part of that question of what advice would I give, I would say ask those hard questions of yourself. Make a list. Do it. I mean, it's pro and con list all day long. You know, put it out there. And you may have one con over on that con side that overwhelms all of the positives. But don't let it, because it's not going to be, you don't want to be, you know, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road and asking yourself, what if? And, you know, and I would say, ask those questions, you know, find a mentor, find someone else who's done it, and, you know, ask them questions, you know, what can I expect? And then, you know, there are a lot of other nuts and bolts type things, like, you know, seeing who you have lined up, who can be a customer and all that. And so that's another thing I could talk for hours about, is finding those right pieces to start the business. And there are so many different things, but have confidence in yourself, ask those questions, and you'll be good to go.
And Tom, you got through it, struggled with obesity, because that was one of the things that you struggled with, to see if, you know, I'm going through with this, you know, if I can do this. But you took the leap anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You said, hey, listen, obesity and all, I'm going to struggle with it whether I start a business or I don't. So you said, why not just do the business and struggle with it?
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at too, is like, you know, my story to be able to help somebody is my passion, to help people that say, hey, I don't have anywhere to go. Well, I didn't either, but I said, okay, here's what I got to do. Because, you know, there's great strength in vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Is that people weren't willing to be vulnerable. And that's what you showed in this episode, is that being vulnerable as a business person, you know, and not only that, but, you know, struggling with obesity, but you're a successful obese person.
Well, just remember,
and that doesn't have to define you, right?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. The thing you have to remember too is that we don't, none of us have all of the answers. I mean, you know, you've got the, no. You've got the obesity network. And some people might say, well, who are you to tell people how to be successful with obesity?
Right.
It's not all about that. That's not what it's about.
No.
It's about making changes. It's about building the community. And that's what it's about when you're jumping out there for your business. You don't have all the answers, but you know what? You're out there to try and help someone solve a problem. And, you know, that is what you're there for. That's what the Obesity Revolution is about helping people make those lifestyle changes and have someone to go to whenever they are doubting themselves, you know. And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's not about, you know, I would love to tell you that, you know, if I get down to an ideal weight, whatever that might be. These are my people. These are the people that struggle with me. I'm never going to forget this. And you don't need someone that weighs 175 pounds to tell you how to not be obese. What you need is you need the help from the community to really help you make steps and move forward.
Yes. Well, and that's what I am. I feel, you know, whatever people say is that they say, well, whenever you lose, I don't feel that way. I'm not talking about just a weight loss pro. I'm not a weight loss guru. Mm-hmm. People have said that, but I'm not. I'm not a trainer. I'm not a physical fit person. My thing is that I feel that I'm the answer to lead people to the answer that are struggling with obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have all the answers. I'm trying to figure them out. I'm trying to get other people that answer. That's what the network's about. That's what the tribe is all about, Tom. Mm-hmm. And you said it perfect. I mean, this, when we talked about this and doing this episode, I was like, man, I've been wanting to do something like this, and you hit it out of the park. I mean, you did absolutely amazing, and I want to thank you sharing your heart.
Well, I appreciate that, Sean, and I appreciate you too, putting yourself out there, doing what you're doing, touching people's lives. I mean, it really makes a difference.
Well, Tom, that means a lot to me, because that's what I don't ever want to forget. And, you know, people say, well, isn't it great being social media? Well, you know, being social media famous is like being rich in Monopoly. It doesn't matter. I care about the people. I don't care about having a million views on a video. Give me a million people that are struggling with obesity that say, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want. That's a, that we have a tribe that says, hey, my dream right now, and I'm putting this out to everybody, my dream is to be a million strong by next year. A million strong. That we have a million people that are saying, man, I'm coming. I'm getting in the tribe, and I am going to be what I need to be for myself, and I'm going to learn, and I'm going to find out the process and what I need to take care of first in my life. So I'm just putting that out there. And Tom, thank you for your commitment. WebArc.tech, WebArc.tech. Go there to his website. Check out the work that they do. They do masterful work. I'm talking everything. The website development, it's just on, you know, point. You're also, you know, Shopify. You also help in all them areas, mm-hmm, too, mm-hmm, that you help anything you have. But go to WebArc.tech. WebArc.tech. It will help you. This is what Tom has built. This is what he did as an obese person. And guess what? You can too. There's nothing stopping you. And let me let you know something. Listen. You all were really the best part of the obesity revolution. And I'm going to tell you what. You make my day. The messages that you send, the honor that you listen to the show, and that you do anything. And you all that are members that come to our meetings, our Zoom meetings, you all are gold. And don't ever let anybody tell you any different, because you matter. You matter. And remember, we got this. And let's get healthy and let's stay healthy. Until next time, I love you.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.